שלום עליכם, sweetest friends, זה שיר שלי, ספיישל סחוס ולימי יושב בציון, פר לחיילים, לחטופים, ספיישל עם מתן בן דבורה, גולן בן גבריאלה, דוד בן זיווה, בצהל בן בתיה, אין לי נשמס מרס אסר, ועשר שמור, זכן וצכן וצלת חנת של מאיר זר, וגדן זה שמר יוסף, וגשמור פנחס מריה ובצבי. In the Gemara in Ksubis, we have the sheet of Rabbi Yehoshua, who says that a woman is not believed to testify that the when she had beer with a man, that the man was a kosher Jew, and he compares it to a shvuya, that a shvuya is not believed to say to Hairani that she wasn't nevelis l'akum. So too, this woman is also not believed to say that the man who she was with was a kohen, was kosher. And the Gemara says that how can you compare the two? Yidim alamid beis, hasam by shvuya rof psulam etzel. She's not believed because beer with an akum passes over the kahuna, and most of the people by her are psulin. But here, a woman who evichshash is she had beer with a pasul, rov ksherim etzel, mistamba rov ksherim etzel, and the mela the rov helps what she says that she was nevelis lakasha. So the Gemara answers, "Misayeya leila Rabbi Yehoshua." Then they Rabbi Ben Levi, "Divra machshir machshir filu barov psul." Divra posel, posel filu barov ksheirim. The one who's machshir, this woman who suffered in live lala posel, and as Rabbi Gamliel is machshir even for their barov psulim. And the one who passels Rabbi Yehoshua passels even if they're rov ksheirim. So since Rabbi Gamliel is machshir even berov psulin, Rabbi Yehoshua asked a good question from Shvuya. He said, "Shvuya, we don't believe her. So why do we believe the woman who says that she was nevelis by a kasher?" We said there's a chilek between by Shvuya it's rov psulin, here it's rov ksherim. So it's a seal for Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who holds that according to Rabbi Gamliel, the machshir is machshir from rov psulim, and therefore it can compare it to a shvuya. Therefore, Rabbi Yehoshua says that just like a shvuya is rov psulim, and we don't trust her, we don't believe her. So here also, when she says she was nevelis by a kosher, we also shouldn't believe her, because you, Rabbi Gamliel, hold we're machshir even if it's rov psulim. That's the Gemara. Tosfos. And Dibra Masl Misayeya ask, that we should say, Hikshar Abeinu Tam, Akati Tepuk Lei Dasim B'Shvuya Kol Psulim, V'achar B'chor Adabi Roiv. You could still make a chilek. And the chilek would be that the woman who says I was nevelis by kosher, it's only a rov. Whereas by the Shvuya, it's talking about everybody around her is puzzled. So that's why she's not believed to say she wasn't nevelis by a guy, because everybody with by a somebody who's puzzling her the kahuna, because everybody is puzzled. So there are no options that she was not when she if she was nevelis, it has to be by a puzzle. But here it's only rof psulim etzla, not kol psulim etzla when she was in the case of Rabbi Gamliel. So it's also still a chilek rov and kol. Tirates the rov kichol. So rov is like kol, says no chila, so you can't distinguish. And then says Tosus, okay. What about midaberes? There's a rov, and in other words, if she was with this, she's had beer with this man. We only have a rov, so why aren't we somech the miut lechazak of Israel Ruba? We should say, miyud are kasher, and not only are miyud kasher, but she also has a cheskes kashrus. So we should be machshir her because she has her cheskes kashrus together with the miyud of Kasherim. That's the Kash of Tosfos. The Marashah asks, why don't they say this Lagavi Muberes? Notice here we're talking about Midaberes. What's Midaberes? Midaberes is where she had Bia. Muberes, the Shiloh, in other words, the Nidon is her Kashrus. And Muberes, the Nidon is the Kashrus of the fetus. So the Marisha asks, so why doesn't Tosfos ask this Kasha Lagabe Muberes, the Kashrus of the fetus? Why only Lagabe her Kashrus? Do we ask this Kasha that she should be kosher Kasmoch Mutu Lechazak or Visele Ruba? That you have the Miu together with the Chazak and therefore you no longer have a Rov. Why do we only ask it Lagabe her? Why don't we ask it Lagabe the fetus? That we should be Machshir the fetus? Kasmoch Mutu Lechazak or Visele Ruba, we have the Miut of Ksherim. And we have Recheska's Kashrus, and therefore there's no more Rov. So answers the Marasha, that Muberes, the man of Achshir Bebita, like Recheska Chazaka the Kashrus. In other words, by Muberes, the Nidon is the Gabe Hechshir Abbas. And you can't say Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka, because frankly, the Bas is no Recheska's Kashrus. So when can you say Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka by the mother? Because the mother, we can say Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka, we have a Miyut of Ksherim, and she's a Cheskas Kashrus. But you can't say the same thing about the fetus, because the fetus has no Cheskas Kashrus. And therefore, Tosfos only asked their Kasha and Ruah Medaberes, and the status of the woman who had Bia with the man, but not the status of the fetus, not the Muberes, not the fetus. Because when it comes to the fetus, we can say very simply that the fetus is no cheskas kashrus. So you can't say smoch miyuta lechazaka. There is no cheskas kashrus. Only by the girl is a cheskas kashrus, but not by the fetus. But this marasha is difficult to understand. It's mefurish in Tosfos later on 26b. The Ramaschanan that the reason of mada machshir bebito is because of cheskas kashrus, because the chazak of the mother is effective for the babe, for the fetus. So how did the Marasha write that the fetus doesn't have a cheskas kashrus? The whole hechsher of the bas is because of the cheskas kashrus of the mother. In other words, the one who's machshir the mother, the one who's machshir the daughter, is machshir the daughter because of the cheskas kashrus of the mother. So you see that the fetus gets the cheskas kashrus of the mother. So the Marasha says something very odd. Muberes l'man de machshir bebita leka chazaka de kashrus. That if you're machshir the bas, it's not, there's no cheskas kashrus. But later on we see that the fetus does have a cheskas kashrus. The one who's machshir the fetus is because the mother has a cheskas kashrus and the fetus gets the mother's cheskas kashrus. So what's the chiluk of the Marasha that we can only say smoch miyuta lechazaka visra laruba legabe the mother? You can also say legabe the fetus, just like the mother has a cheskas kashrus, the fetus gets the mother's cheskas kashrus. You can't be mechalik between the two. So we have to say that Kavana Samar Shah is only Gabay Dina de Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka. The Vade Mahani Labas Cheska Sa'im. Aval Rak Le'etem Echshera. Lein Dina de Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka. In other words, what the Marasha means to say is, it's only Gabay the Dina Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka. We say that the fetus has no cheskas kashrus. But otherwise, the chazak of the mother works for the fetus. That's as far as the. If we say that the mother is kosher, so we can also say that the fetus is kosher. Because the mother's chazaka of cheskas kashrus, that she's kosher to a kohen, also is effective for the fetus. If we assume the mother wasn't nifal by a pasul, so then it's also good for the fetus. The fetus is also is a nifsal. However, the hechsher of the mother working for the fetus doesn't work. Lagabi the din of smoch miyut lechazaka. When it comes to smoch miyut lechazaka, that we want to say over here, they were asking on Rabbi Yoshua. Let's say smoch miyut lechazaka. We have the miyut of ksheirim. We also have the cheskas kashrus of the mother. There we say that we don't ask about the daughter because the cheskas kashrus of the mother doesn't work for the daughter. But that requires explanation. Why, if we say that the mother is kasher, man de machshir ba machshir bebita, because the cheskas kashrus of the mother? That we're machshir the bas because of the mother. That we do say. But to say smoch miyut lechazaka, there we say there is no cheskas kashrus. The cheskas kashrus of the mother doesn't work for the fetus. What's the difference? If we say that according to the one who's machshir the fetus, it's because of the cheskas kashrus of the mother. So you see, the cheskas kashrus of the mother does go to the fetus. So why can't we also ask according to Rabbi Yoshua that? Smoch miyuta lechazaka. You have a miyut of ksheirim, and you also have the cheskas kashrus of the mother. So why can't you say that it goes to the fetus? Just like according to Rabbi Gamliel, man de machshir b'biv. If he's machshir bita, why is he machshir bita? Because the cheskas kashrus of the mother. So why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua also say smoch miyuta lechazaka? We have a miyut, and also, in addition to the miyut, we have the cheskas kashrus of the fetus that's received from the mother. No, Rashi says that you can't receive the cheskas kashrus of the mother. Why not? So it would appear as follows. Says Marein Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, we've been going through in our Shiurim on Ketubos, the Torah of Marein Rabbeinu Zatzal. Rashi says in Maseches Gittin, Beis Amud Beis, that the Makor that Erech of Neman Bisurim is because the Torah believed everybody al HaShechita. Taisa says, you can't learn from Shechita. Shechita is not Medina Erechad because it's Chazik Yisura. And Erechad doesn't believe that it's Chazik Yisura. So don't learn from Shechita. In the Sefer Bais Neman, Ritzach Isaac Chavar, he explains the root of their Machlokas. If we consider this edus that the animal was shechted, an edus against this chazik, and they go l'shitasam by Rav Huna Chafheyam Aleph in Beitza that a behema b'chaya b'cheskes iser omed esad sheyavad l'cha b'men ishchita, that a behema is a cheskes iser in its lifetime until you know how it was shechted, and even after it's said you have to know it was shechted properly. There's a suffix in the shechita, we have its cheskes iser. Rashi says, what's the cheskas iser? Eiver min achai. Tosfos says, what's the cheskas iser? It's not eiver min achai, because it's dead. It's no more cheskas iser. So he said, the cheskas iser is iserein zvucha. It has to be properly shechted. The reason of Rashi is because Rashi holds machzik in me'iser le'iser. That b'chayyad had a cheskas iser eiver min achai. And now that it was shechted, and there's a suffix, even though there's no more iser eiver min achai, the new is klapa the yisur nevela. Nevertheless, we're machzik mi yisur liser. We called from once it has a cheskas yisur A, and now we have a suffix yisur B. So we say that the yisur carries over, and we assume that it's usher because of yisur B. Discussed by the Shmaitzer, Shmaitzer Perak Aleph. That's why Rashi holds it's Eiver Menachai. An animal has a cheskas Iser Eiver Menachai even when it's dead, because you don't know that it was properly shechted. So the Mela, it goes from Yisr to Yisr. Originally it had an Iser Eiver Menachai, and now it has a cheskas Iser Nevela, unless you can prove it was shechted properly. So the Bais Nam was Mechad, that's the root of the Machlokas. If Eidus al Shchit is against his chazik, Rashi says it's not against his chazik, because the whole cheskas iser is because machzik im iser leiser. Tosis holds that it's like other cheskas isers, that there's a suffix if there was no lomber iser eino zavuach, and therefore it's eid echad against his chazik. So again, Bais Neman is learning that according to Rashi, the eid echad who says that the shechita was kosher, is not being made against this chazik, because the whole cheskas iser is only because machzik in iser leiser. So we can believe in Eid Echad about Shechita. The reason we believe Eid Echad about Shechita is because he's not being made against the Cheskas Iser. Why is he not being made against the Cheskas Iser? Because it's not a classical Cheskas Iser. It's only Machzik and Meyisr Liser. But there's no Machazak of Eiver Menachai anymore because the animal is dead. So Mela Rashi says here in Gittin, you can believe the Eid Echad. Whereas Tosis holds the Cheskas Iser is Eino Zavuch that wasn't properly Shechted, and that is Taka Cheskas Iser. Even after it's dead, it also has a Chazak of not being Shechted. Tosis holds that shechita is not a raya that eid echad neman b'isurim, because we don't believe eid echad by shechita. We only believe eid echad because it's biyada, but not because eid echad neman b'isurim. We have to understand why. We have to understand Rashi. Why does Rashi say that the eid echad is not being made against this chazik? It is. It's this chazik isura of machzik and meyisur l'isur. Originally the isur was Eiver Menachai, and now the isur is nevela, and that's considered a cheskas isur because it's chazik isura. There's a cheskas isur of Eiver Menachai, and because of the rule of machzik and meyisur l'isur, now there's a cheskas isur of nevela. Rashi says, no. In this case, we're not. Eid Echad is not being made against the Cheskas Iser, and we believe him. Why? It's Machzik Imei Iser L'Iser over here. So he's being made against the Cheskas Iser. So in a recent shir, we explained Pshat based on Marina Brain of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, that there's a difference between the Din Chazak of Machzik and L'Iser L'Iser and a regular Din Chazaka, the two types of Chazakas. The normally Din Chazaka is vis-a-vis the mitzias. To teach us that the matzav didn't change, there was no change. And we don't assume there was a change. A woman's an Eishes Ish, she's a pnuya, we assume she remains that way until we know otherwise. But in the case, and the Eid Echad can't be made against that, but in the case of Machzik and Meyisr Leiser, we know there was a change. And the question is, what exactly was the change? The Yisr, is it now mutter or not? But we know there was a change. You have an animal that's Eiver Menachai, and now the animal's dead. So you know there's no more Eiver Menachai issue. So now, question is the animal in Avela? So we say Machzik and Liyasr Liyasr. But since we know there was a change, so now the Eid Echad could be made. Because the problem with Eid Echad isn't named against the reason the Eid Echad isn't named against the Cheskas Iser, because he's not named to say there was a change. But if we know there was a change, like in our case, we know the animal was Shechted, so then we can believe the Eid Echad. We only don't believe the Eid Echad because if there's no change, we can't believe in that there was a change. So it's not that we don't believe in Eid Echad because we were already machriya when there's a cheskas iser, we were machriya leiser. No. It's because when we don't believe in Eid Echad because we don't believe to say there was a change, we don't know there was a change. But if we know there was a change, like in the case of machzik meyisr leiser, that the animal was in Eiver Menachai, now it no longer is, there you can believe in Eid Echad. So it's really no longer a cheskes iser over here. Because when do we say, what's a cheskes iser? When you have a suffik. When you have a suffik, we fall back on the chazaka. But here there's no longer a suffik, because the Eid Echad was mevarer that the animal was shechted properly. And why do we believe the Eid Echad? Because we know that there was the shinui here. You know the animal is now dead. The question is the animal shechted properly? We can say yes. Because machzikim iser l'iser is a cheskes iser, meaning in the din, not in the metzias. And Eid Echad isn't believed against metzias. If we know that, we don't know that the metzias changed, we don't believe the Eid Echad to say the metzias did change. But if we know there was a change in the metzias, and now we just assume the din is the same because machzikim iser l'iser, then we believe the Eid. And it's no longer a cheskes iser because we have to fall back on a chazak when there's a suffik here. There's no suffik because the Eid Echad was mevar that there was a proper shechita. And the male of the animal is muteris, is ksheira. So similarly, we can explain the Maharsha that even though the Hechsher Abbas is because of the Chazak of the mother, nevertheless, there's a difference between the Din Chazak of the Bas and the Din Chazak of the mother. The Lagavi, the mother, the Chazak is Machriya, the Etzim HaMetzias, that there was no change from what was before. Before, when she was Muteris Lekoin, she's still Muteris Lekoin, but Lagavi Abbas, she has no Chazak of Mitzar Atzma, she's Mesupekis Mitchilasa, whereas it's Machshir because of the Chazak of the mother. Here, this Chazak was only a Psak Klape, the Din of the Bas. That the din is similar to the din of the aim. But there's no koach achor legabe metzias, that the metzias never changed. So you see the difference. When it comes to the mother, what's the chazaka? The chazaka is a chazaka in metzias. That the metzias didn't change. And that's why by the mother we say b'metzias, she wasn't a velasali day goy. As far as the daughter goes, we say we don't know what the metzias is, but as far as the din goes, we're going to say that her mother wasn't a velasali day goy. Because the fetus only gets the psak din of the mother, the fetus doesn't get the metzias of the mother. For the mother, the chazak is machwir, the etzim ha-metzias. And we say, Mimela, that there was no, she was with someone who was kosher. But the gab of the bas, she is no chazak mitzar atzma, she's mesupekas mitchilasa. We're just machshik as the cheskas ha'aim. So Mimela, we're only going to say the suffix about her din, not about her metzias. So like we saw by the Eid Echad. When do we leave the Eid Echad? We leave the Eid Echad to say that there was, if there was already a Shina, we know there's a Shina in the Metzias. So we leave the Eid Echad to say that we leave the Eid Echad to say what the Din was. Because in the case of Machzik and Yisr L'Yisr, so we know there was a change in Metzias. Question is, what's the din? So we believe the Eid Echad about the din. But if we don't know that the Metzias changed there, we don't believe the Eid Echad. So, for this reason, we can say there's a difference between the Gavi Smoch Mi'ut Chazaka. The Dafka Chazaka, that's Machriya the Metzias, that the Metzias didn't change. So there, Mitzterefis L'Mi'ut Hamorah Gam Kein. Gam Hu Kein. Mitzdarfin yachad legareya koch harov. So you have a chazaka. It tells us that the metzias didn't change. And you also have a miyot telling us the metzias didn't change. And that's megareya the koch harov. So let's talk about the mother. The mother has a Chazaka, she's Muteris Lekoin. She's a Cheskes Kashrus. And Mimela, and that's her Metzias, that she wasn't with a Puzzle. And the Metzias, she wasn't with a Puzzle, and therefore she's still Ksheru Lekohuna. A, that's her chazak, and B, there's also a miut of people around who are kosher. So we're mitzarif, the two of them. And Mimela were machshir her. That's Tosis Kasha. Let's be machshir the mother because of that reason. Because of the mitzias that she wasn't with a guy. Because she has a chazaka that nothing changed. Nothing in the mitzvah. We have no indication that she was with a guy. So we assume that that mitzvah didn't change. And we also have a miut that she was with a Jew. They're miut of ksheirim around. So put the two together and you lose koach harov, that rov goyim are there and she was with a guy and she is psul lakona. So that's only got to be the mother. But if there's no koach chazaka to be machweir the mitzvah, that it was didn't change. It's only a psak on the din. This chazaka can't be garei koach harov. That achoras harov is klapei hametzius. And therefore, dafka when the mir and the chazaka help each other to be machweir the mitzius, the hefich me achoras harov. Then we say Yisrael Ruva. What we want to do is, we want to challenge the rov. How do you challenge the rov? Well, mir is mitzius, right? In the mitzius, she was with a kasher. And she also has a chazaka that she was with a kasher. B'metzias. Why? Because we have no indication. We don't know that she was with a non-kasher. So until you know something changed, you assume it didn't change. So we say, as far as she's concerned, that in the metzias she was with a because of her chazaka. B'metzias she was with a Jew, a kosher Jew, and also. We have a miut to support that. That the mitzias is a miut of kosher Jews. So she was with one of them. So that's why we want to be megarei the koach harov. Because the rov is that the mitzias is that most of the people are not kosher. So that miut and chazaka are gonna weaken the rov. But a chazaka is just a taras psak. That can't be megarei the rov. The daughter has a chazaka, the fetus has a chazaka, b'taras psak. There's a psak din that she's kosher. But that can't be megarea the rov. Because it's not misnagid klapi the mitzias. It doesn't tell us what happened in the mitzias. It only tells us that we don't know what happened in the mitzias. She is a din of kashrus, the daughter. Okay, but that din of kashrus isn't megarea the rov. There's a rov that she's not kosher. There's a rov mitziuti that she's not kosher. So that... So her cheskas kashrus, her cheskas din kashrus, her din cheskas kashrus is not megarea the rov, mitziuti, only by the mother. That there's a chazaka mitziutit, that she's with not with a guy. In other words, the chazaka that she's ksheira l'kahuna tells us that she wasn't with a guy, with a mitzius. And also the miut of ksheirim Jews also tells us that by mitzias she wasn't with a guy. So those two combine. And the male, that's megarea the koach harov. That weakens the koach harov. Because by the mother, the chazak is machweir the etzem ha-mitzias. But the mitzias didn't change for what it was before. Before, and she had never been with a guy, and she still wasn't with a guy. But the guy with the bas, who doesn't have a chazaka herself, right? The bas has no independent chazaka. She just gets it from her mother. So here we're not done in the mitzias. What her mother did in the mitzias, she just gets her mother's psak din. She just gets the outcome of kashrus. But that doesn't work if it goes against a rov. And here there's rov psulim. The Mivuar, right, so that explains Pshat in the Maharsha. Why the Maharsha says, right, that's first of all Tosfos, right? Starts with Tosfos. Tosfos says, why don't we say Smoch Mito Lechazak of Yisrael Rebuba? So the Maharsha says, that's all right, that's Why don't you ask that question about the fetus? And the Marashah says, Madamachshi Rebita, there's no cheskas kashrus. Because, in other words, by Muberes, the Nidon is the Heksher Abbas. By Heksher Abbas, we can't say Smoch Miyuta Lechazak. Because the Bas doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. Since the Bas doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, what does it mean the Bas doesn't have a cheskas kashrus? The Bas does have a cheskas kashrus. But now we explain that it's a different type of cheskas kashrus. It's not a chazak of mitzias, it's a chazak of din. And that's not megarei hakoach harov. The mother's mitzias that we assume that she had slept with a Jew, kosher Jew, and not with a guy, because she is a chazak of kashrus, that's assuming that's looking at the mitzias. It's in the mitzias she was really with a Jew. And there's also a meter of Jews like that. So the two of them together is a megarei hakoach harov. But as far as the fetus goes, we say we don't know what happened to mitzias. All we know is that the daughter has a chazak of kashrus. Yeah, but there's a rov against that. So that's not going to be a megarei hakoach harov. And that relates to what we saw before about the Eid Echad. An Eid Echad. Why is an Eid Echad Naaman? Only against the din. So that's a weaker type of chazaka. So Eid Echad is Naaman to say, we know there was a shinui in the Metzias. So Eid Echad is Naaman to say what the din is. But if there was no change in the Metzias. That's a stronger chazaka, so there the Eid Echad is not believed to say that there was a change in the Metzias. He's not believed to say, we know there was a change in the Metzias, that the din changed. Now it's kosher. But not if there's no change in the Metzias. So according to what we said, it emerges that Machzik and Mi'isr L'Isr, you can't say, Smoch Mi'yuta L'Chazaka. Why by machzik in l'isr you can't say smoch miyuta l'chazaka? Because there's no chazaka on the metzias that it didn't change. Because bevadi there was a change. There's just a psak din of chazaka, and that doesn't work against the rov. We had asked why by machzik in l'isr there's no din of smoch miyuta l'chazaka. We ask why Rama Singh Lisa Lisa and Eid Echad is believed. So the answer is because Eid Echad is believed against the din, and Machzik and Lisa Lisa is only a din. But Machzik and Lisa Lisa, you can't say Smoch Miyut al Chazaka. You can't be Samech the Miyut to the Machzik and Meisr Lisa. In other words, to the new Isr, you can't say, no, it's Mutter, because it has a Miyut. Why not? You see, there was definitely a shinui. There's no chazak in the Metzias that it didn't change. Yet the Metzias did change. And all we have is a psak din of chazaka. And that doesn't work against a rov. So in the case of machzik and meyisr l'isr, if there's a rov against you, going to remain aser, and we don't say smoch miyuta lechazaka. You can't say if you have a rov leheter that machzikin meyisr leisr and smoch miyuta lechazaka. Where do we see that? Right, if you have a rov leheter. Then why can't you say, we don't? But why can't you say, if you have a rov leheter, then machzik and meyisr leisr. And you're also mitzarif, the miyut of isr. The miyut of isr together with the That being a case of the Rishonim ask, and Rabbeinu Tam says that midrabanan, we say smoch miyuta lechazaka. So how are we somech on rov mitzvim meitzu shchita mumchin hay? We have a rov that most people are shechting our mumchin. Why don't we say smoch miyuta de ena mumchin? There's a miyut that are not mumchin, and there's a chazaka de behema that b'chei b'cheskes isero medes. And now that the animal is dead, machzikin miyaser leiser. So we have machzikin miyaser leiser and a miyut that aren't mumchin. So how we machshir the animal? So based on what we said, Ladas Rashi, it's not sure at all. Because he holds that this chazaka is because machzikin miyaser leiser. And there's no din of smoch miyut al chazaka. Because klapi the metzias, there's no chazaka that it didn't change. That was klapi the metzias. We see the metzias changed. We see now the animal is dead. So what's machzik and miyaser leiser klapi the din? And what's the miyut? The miyut is klapi the metzias. Metzias is that most of the people by shechita are not mumchin. And there's also a din of machzik and miyaser leiser that the animal wasn't shechted properly. The animal's in a veil because machzik and miyaser leiser. Originally was Eva Menachai, and now it's in a veil. So why aren't we somech the miut of enam of people who aren't mumchin? Miut of people who are shechting aren't experts. So you have a miut that the animal's not kosher, and then let's be mitzarif that to the machzikim miyaser leiser. Now it was originally Yisrael Menachai, now it's an Yisrael Nevela. And that should be Megareah Kol HaRov, the Rov Mufsu'in Eitzel Shechita Mumchenim. The answer is, like we saw, you can't say that. Because the Machzik and Meyasur Lissi, here the Chazak is only a Chazak in Din, not in Metzias. Metzias, the animal changed. It's only in Din, Machzik and Meyasur Lissi. So that's not mitzarif to a miut in the mitzius of miut mitzui meitzu shchut alav mumchenim. And mimela, you can follow the rov. What's the rov? The rov tells you rov mitzui meitzu shchut mumchenim, and the animal is kosher. Because again, we're not mitzarif a chazaka and din together with a miut in mitzius. So it's dafka. Chazaka, that's machriya the metzias, that it didn't change, that the metzias didn't change, that's mitzarev to a miut. And that's megareya kol charov. But if the chazaka is not machriya the metzias, that it didn't change, is this a psak? So that can't be megareya kol charov. Because hachara sarov is klapi the metzias. So only when the miut and the chazaka help each other against the metzias, that can go against a rov of mitzias. If you have a rov of mitzias against the chazaka and din, we know it changed. We know the mitzias changed. Just we don't know about the din. So if machzik and miyaser leiser, we assume it's still aser. But that's only a chazaka and din. And be mitzarif that to the miut, that in the mitzias, the miut is that it's aser. That we don't do against the rov of mitzias. Because a chazaka of din, together with a miut of mitzias, doesn't overpower a rov of mitzias. Only a chazaka of mitzias together, in other words, you know that the mitzias, you know that you have a chazaka that the mitzias didn't change. That could be mitzdar with a miut of kashrus in order to be machshir. So again, when it comes to a mother, and a woman slept with a man, and now she's pregnant, so the kasha of Tosis is, let's be machshir the mother. Why are we machshir the mother? Because we assume that the mitzias didn't change. We have no indication that the mitzias changed. That she was with a non-Jewish man. We don't know that she was a non-Jewish man in the mitzias. That's A. And B, we have a miut of ksherim etzla. So the two together should tell us that the mother is kosher. That was what we asked on Rabbi Yehoshua. And that's what we said, Pshat in the Marasha is. That's tafka by the mother. But by the fetus, we don't know what happened in Metzius. We just know the din is that if the mother is kosher, the fetus is kosher. So if that's true, let's give the mother's cheskes kashrus to the fetus. And there's also a miyud of ksherim. So why don't we ask the question by the fetus? The answer is no. Because the fetus, the cheskes kashrus of the fetus is only a din, not a metzius. We don't know what happened to metzius, only a din. And that's not mitzarev to the miyud ksherim. So you don't have that question by the fetus. We only have the question by the mother. That's as far as the Maharsha and Tosfos are concerned. And it emerges according to what we said, that in the din of Machzik and Meisr L'Isr, that type of Chazak, we can't say Smoch Miyut L'Chazaka. Why not? Because Machzik and Meisr L'Isr is only a din. We assume the din didn't change, but we know the Metzius changed. And therefore, that can't be mitzdarif to a meter of mitzias. More be a case like that, shchita. Shchita, the animal was Abram and Achai, according to Rashi. And now the animal is dead. So why don't we say that there's a cheskas iser on this animal, because machzik and meyaser leiser, and there's also a miut of people who shech that aren't kosher. So why are we somech on the rov hamitzuyin etzel shchita ksherim? Mumchen hem. Why are we somech that the rov is more are mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchen hem? Here we have a cheskas kashrus plus a cheskas iser, because of machzik and meyaser leiser, plus the miut of mumchen that shech that aren't kosher. The answer is no, that the Machzik and Meisr L'Isr is only in the world of Din. We don't have any indication in the Metzius that the animal wasn't properly shechted. We just assume in Din, because it already had an Isr Eivam and Achai. So now the Din is that it's a Nevela. That's the Chazaka. Only in Din, not in the Metzius. We saw in Rashi says that we can prove from Shechita that Eid Echad is Naaman. Mokom Cheskas Isser. That Eid Echad is Naaman, not against Cheskas Isser. Rashi holds that it's not considered a Cheskas Isser. Why is it not considered a Cheskas Isser? Why the animal was Avram and Achai? The answer is because there are two types of chazaka. There's a chazaka klapi mitzias, that the matzav didn't change. And we don't assume the matzav changed. Like if she was mukhsekas ke eisha sisha or kapinuya. That's in the mitzias. But a machzik and miyasa liser, we know that there was a change in the mitzias. We just want to know if there was Machzik and Meisr L'Isr just tells us that the din didn't change. It remained Usr. The whole din of the Chazak is klapi the din, but not klapi the Metzius. We know the Metzius changed. So that an Eid Echad isn't being made against Chizkas Isr, it's only not made against Metzius, but against din it can be made. And therefore Rashi holds that an Eid Echad is made on Shechita, that's a raya that Eid Echad is Neman. We don't say it's being made negative Chazik. It's not considered as Chazik, it's only Machzik and Meisr L'Isr. It's only against Din. So here also, why don't we say that we have Machzik and Meisr L'Isr v'Cheskas Isr plus the miyut of non-mumchen by Shechita? And the answer is that the the din of Cheska Sisser is only Torah's din. It's a psak din, but it's not in the Metzius. Here we know the Metzius changed. We know that the animal was alive and now it's dead. So the issue here isn't whether the Metzius changed. The Metzius certainly changed. The issue here is purely din. And in other words, bedin, we say that the animal remains usher. But that's not mitzdarif to the miut mitzui meitzer shchita lav mumchenin. Because that's a miut of mitzias. And the machzik mitzias is a chazak of din. So to our not mitzdarif, in mele, we can follow the rov mitzui meitzer shchita mumchen. Okay, so that's the Yisod HaDin that we have a number of Yisodas from this year. That we saw the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. That's the Shitas, and Rashi says you can be Tamech on Shchita. That's how do you know Eirech HaNeman V'Yitzurim because of Shchita? It's against the Cheskasis. The answer is it's not. Because Rashi holds that the Yisur is Eivim and Achayim, the male of the Cheskasis is Machzik and Yisur Litzur, and there in Eirech is belief. Because in Eirech is only not belief to say the Matthias didn't change. But when we know the Metzius changed, he's believed to say that the din did change. So in Mele he can say it was Eirim and Achai, now it's kosher. As Tosfos holds that it was Eino Zavuach, and remains Eino Zavuach, so he can't be made. We also explain the Maharsha, that the Tosfos had asked, L'gabe Ruah Medaberes, why don't we say Smoch Mido L'Chazak or Vissel Aruba? Why don't we say according to Rabbi Yeshua? And be machshir even if it's rov psulim, because you have ruchaskas kashrus together with the miut. So that kashrus is only asked by the mother, but not by the fetus, because by the mother the metzias is. We look at the metzias. You're saying metzias, she was with the kashrus. In saying Metzius, you have a miut of Ksheirim. She was with one of the Ksheirim. And also that the Metzius didn't change. And that in Metzius, she didn't have beer with a puzzle. So for her, you could say the Metzius didn't change. By the fetus, we don't know what happened to Metzius. We only say the din of the mother is kasher samil. That's the din of the fetus is kasher because the mother's Metzius said the mother wasn't with the pasul. So the male of the din of the fetus is kasher. And be masmich that to a miut of ksherim. No, that you can't do. Why can't you say that? Because we can't be mitzarif a din to a metzias of miut, that doesn't override the rov. You have rov psulim. You can't be megareya the rov with a din of chazaka. Only with a metzias of a chazaka. That in metzias nothing changed, but by the fetus you don't say that. You only say the din didn't change. And maybe you can't be mitzarif that din chazaka to a miur in the mitzias to overpower the rov of mitzias. Okay, there's a hemshech to this, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kind, which he always is, and I thank him for that with all my heart, we will, Mirat Hashem, continue and see hemshech naflos mitoras Hashem Yisbarach. So please stay tuned, and it will be very, very beautiful and enlightening. And Be'ezer Hashem, thank you so much for listening. B'nei Neder Namshich Shalom.